This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Sandy McGee, the Interim Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle. It's really nice to see you in person.
Yeah, we are doing more of that these days, and it is kind of funny because there are people that you used to see a lot, and sometimes you don't run across them. And there they are. So you've been extremely busy over there at Umpqua Valley Arts.
We have been, Kyle. You know, today we are taking registrations for face-to-face summer camps for our young artists in Roseburg and in Douglas County. So summer camp in the at Umpqua Valley Arts is going to start in July. And we are doing face-to-face camps. And it's art camp for young artists. And basically, they are, we've got small class sizes. So they're going to want to sign their kids up really soon for this because it's going to fill up really fast. So I just really want to make sure everybody knows out there that we've got summer camps for kids, and they are face-to-face with actual art teachers and wonderful art projects.
Well, it'd be great for kids to get some of that stimulation with some of the other things they often do not available.
Yeah, absolutely, Kyle. Parents are probably just really ready to have their kids have another experience outside the home. And, we're happy to be there for you guys. So the artists that we have teaching these classes are going to be great. Every year we have really wonderful summer camps, and this year's going to be no exception. So we've been working on putting all those things together because, Kyle, we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if we were going to be able to do face-to-face anything at this point, but it's happening. So we just really are excited to let people know they can get registered today.
What about the virtual activities? You guys, with the new website especially, a lot of folks in arts are creating things. And one of the things I've noticed is that you have, you can make a presentation, you can put it online. Now as things open up more, you can start doing things maybe with small groups of people, but also archive it for later, and ultimately more people are going to get to see all this.
Absolutely, Kyle. When the pandemic first happened and we went into shelter in place, the Art Center responded by making a series of art lessons, videos that we could then put on our social media sites. And what's happened and what we didn't expect was that those art lessons would be shared and used by teachers, so as curriculum for kids. And that was a really exciting development that happened in all of this, even though it was really tough for people. We were able to kind of shift our programming so that we could create content, arts and culture content, for people in Douglas County, but also organizations, schools, teachers, and then beyond Douglas County. So you mentioned our brand new website. It's beautiful, and you can go to our website. We do have several of those videos on our website, and we really encourage people to go there and go to our arts education page. So you're going to click through to that and find those videos, watch them, show your kids, do the work with your kids in your homes, share it with your teachers because they can use those in the classrooms.
Now, you have created some virtual exhibits. That is really, I know you probably did back up and go, how do we do this? Where are those at right now?
Yeah, Kyle, I feel like we're going to look back in this time and see these really homegrown videos where, in a virtual exhibit, actually, when you come to an art gallery, the wonderful thing about coming to the Art Center is that you get to spend time with each of the pieces. So in a virtual exhibit, in the way that we've been doing it, because we didn't have the technology to start out with, but what we could do was, use our video on our phone function, and you all have that out there, that capability, as we all know, and then iMovie, and create these videos where we could pan the art gallery and give people a vision of the show. So we were actually putting up these art shows and then filming them and then putting those out on our art break sessions that we created during this COVID time. It started out on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. We called it Art Break, and we would put these virtual exhibits out. Now, like I said, Kyle, we're going to look back on this time and see just how homegrown this whole thing was. On Friday, I have an incredible artist in town. Her name is Morgan Krepke. She's a young artist in town who has a gallery. She does workshops. She's an illustrator. She's incredible. And I've been keeping in touch with her because at the Art Center, we like to foster new talent and cultivate creative relationships with all of our community members and really uplift people to do the things that they really want to do. And Morgan is no exception. And so Morgan's coming in on Friday, and she does have the proper technology, the Google Earth technology, that will allow us to actually do a virtual exhibit where you can actually click on a painting or a work, a sculpture, and it will come, it will go right up to that work, and you can view that work for as long as you want to. So we're really working on, you know, evolving our, you know, and uplifting what we're doing at the Art Center so that people can really see and experience the artwork, even if they can't come in the building.
Obviously, during normal times, you would come in. The last time I was in early in the year, maybe in February, and, you know, you see, you look at a room of whatever the paintings or the pictures or whatever format they're in, but you're drawn to different ones, and you may, you know, you may walk past one briefly, you may get to the next one and stand there for 5 minutes. And so having the option with this technology you're talking about, when you find something you're really entranced with, you're fascinated with, you can just... yeah, pause and look at it.
Spend time with it. You know, artwork, when you're in a gallery, it really is about time. And it's about that experience that the viewer has with a singular piece. It's usually not an entire show that somebody feels like every single piece is something that resonates with them. There's usually a piece or several pieces that will really captivate a viewer and help them maybe think about things and experience things that they have that are familiar to them, but, you know, you've never really maybe given it the space and time. That's what artwork can do. It creates this kind of time capsule.
So I know people are going to ask before we run out of time here, when are you going to reopen? What's involved there?
So I mentioned summer camps earlier. We are going to open the week that we have summer camps, but we are going to be opening to a limited number of people just to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe. Staff will be wearing masks. The building is clean. We're disinfecting regularly, but it will be the beginning of July, Kyle, to answer your question. Now, one thing I want to let people know is that we are renovating one of our galleries. So you're going to want to come in and see how different that space is going to look. It's our reception room. It's where we have our opening receptions. And we're renovating that space and our clay place. A lot of people don't know that we have a facility on our arts campus, which includes UACT and Clay Place and the Art Center. I call it our arts campus. And our Clay Place is part of the Art Center. And we have students that go there every day. You know, almost every day to make pots, to do work. We have a foundry on the campus. It's a very special place. And so a lot of the people who are helping to renovate are the volunteers for the Clay Place. So there's a lot of activity happening around the Art Center, even though it's been a slow time.
So July, is it actually July 1st or which day that week?
It's going to be, I believe it's going to be, don't quote me on this, but the end of that first week.
Okay.
Or the beginning of the next week. So something like that. But I think it's July 6th or something. I think that's a 7th. It's the Monday.
Okay,
it's Tuesday.
Monday after the 4th of July.
Sorry, guys. Go to our website.
Yeah, look at the calendar. There you go. Sandy McGee from Umpqua Valley Arts. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.